evening, ladies and gentlemen. And you too, Professor. I'm going to try and butt in with a little talk on goats. Well, speaking about goats, I have a little boy. Of course, he's not a goat. He's only a kid, but he'll grow. But he wanted a goat. So I bought him a goat and took him home and introduced him to the family. It is funny how I bought this goat. I bought it from a pawnbroker. He was a kind of an unredeemed hand-me-down goat. Kind of a second-handed goat, that's what he was. I don't know from whom the pawnbroker got the goat, but a pawnbroker can get anybody's goat. But this goat is full of fleas. But my little boy discovered a scheme to get rid of the fleas. He covered the goat with bread and milk. The fleas ate the bread and milk. They got so fat they fell off the goat. Then my little boy says, get up, and they drove away and left the fleas on the sidewalk. And eat, you should have seen this goat eat. He'd eat any old thing. He took to my mother-in-law right away. But, Professor, I was going to sing you a little song entitled My Grandma's Mustard Quacker, but I left the music to home. Ah, I see you have a piano. Now, I'll tell you what we'll do. You tickle the piano, and I'll see if I can spread the platter. That's the idea. I had a pain that was under my vest. In fact, this pain that was in my chest. I asked my grandma what I'd take, and a mustard plaster she did make. You should have seen that plaster draw, the hottest one I ever saw. It drew so hard it tore open my vest and drew my lung right out of my chest.